Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters,
this is a journey into the sound.
The fattest, funkiest tunes in town.
Now, here comes the music.
You've got a beat for me?
This one's explosive.
And right now we'd like to introduce
the massive in the mix.
Fast, funky, and furious, and in full effect.
Music, please.
Soul, funk, hip hop, and house.
Roger, copy.
Stand by for all of this and more.
You're listening to the Q102. Good evening, this is the Beat and the Feet, and without me, you're just a rental. Half dragon and getting cash is the name of the game. Being live from the sickest district, this is Daytona Gold, it's La La. Ladies and gentlemen, clap your hands. This is on the live station in Los Angeles. It's the Q102.
Your living quarters ain't no different than my 6x9. We both slip straps, the window slits, and Satan is blind. Go up and find a jail time. I had a knack for riddance, got enthused by gang signs and adapted to triggers. Yeah, niggas always on, I wasn't destined for shit. So in situations, there is no hesitation to spit. Right off the hip, get to cracking like dry feet in the sand. So be pacific like the ocean when you speak on the land. We all band and wrist watching, our eyes closed for good. To stay parked and throw sparks when it's up for the hood. Understood. We ain't playing, get fresh and I squeeze. Instant cremation, blown dust, barely enough to sneeze. Ease leads them through his coping targets marked for death. Fuck peace treating, we lead the league and fucking up rest. So take steps to dodge these rocks, for they stay for your center. Across lakes we regulate with one thumb and two fingers.
I'm from the city of Lockdown.
For hood calls and whistles, we'll have a doubt and about cocking the pistols.
Lockdown.
So before you start, remember we made gang banging the art.
I'm from Lockdown.
Tougher than leather, the endo with a cut load. It don't get no better from
Lockdown.
Well, even the famous get slain and liquor poured on the concrete table from
Lockdown.
Well, good calls and whistles, why have a doubt and about cocking the pistols from
Lockdown.
So before you start, remember we made gang banging the art.
I'm from Lockdown.
Tougher than leather, the endo with a cut load. It don't get no better from
Lockdown.
Even the famous get slain and liquor poured over concrete stain. It's the reason why I'm so east. I came up from the grassroots, learned to shoot and put you smack in arm's reach. Guess y'all thought it was all a hoax. See, I make the street scary, the clipper carry all 100 spokes. Niggas got burnt like bare ass on the rug. Destination unknown, but where they going, they can have a group hug. Fuck how you feel, nigga, justice was served. From the chow hall till they struck on the wall. Been that motherfucker word. Not me to backtrack and change my mind. Only rendition is how I change positions of the chalked up lines. Quiet as kept, we as deep as it gets. So bad they pass all injunctions, hope to malfunction, all 12 of the set. Don't know the numbers, but we close to enormous. Enemies felt the wrath and the blood bath of our past performance. Real niggas know to follow the code. Either we felt or I'ma need a new belt. Cause I know you've been told it.
I'm
well, hood calls and whistles, we'll have a doubt and about cocking the pistols. So before you start, remember we made gang banging the art.
I'm from Lockdown.
Tougher than leather, the endo with a cut load. It don't get no better from
Lockdown.
Well, even the famous get slain and liquor poured over concrete stain.
From Lockdown.
Well, hood calls and whistles, we'll have a doubt and about cocking the pistols.
From Lockdown.
So before you start, remember we made gang banging the art.
I'm from Lockdown.
Tougher than leather, the endo with a cut load. It don't get no better from
Lockdown.
Where even the famous get slain and liquor poured over concrete stain.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Raw and uncut. No need to thank me, cause I do this for you. You and you. Rest in peace, Big Day Day. You earned your star on the East Side Walk of Fame. From the only radio station in South Central Los Angeles that gives it to you like it is. This is the Beat and the Feet. Signing off from the Q102.
Yeah. That was my boy Daytona Gold, man. Y'all can go follow him over there on Twitter at Daytona Gold. That was La La. Yeah, well, you know, my guests tonight are, you know, we expecting Chop Trill and at Continique to slide through. And, you know, as usual, I'm going to jump on into what's on my mind lately. You know, tonight I'm sitting here and I'm going to speak to y'all about double standards. You know what I'm saying? I mean, some double standards, they don't make sense. You feel what I'm saying? It's like, you know, women don't work as hard as men, or, you know, women can't drive as good as men and all these things. A lot of that is just like basic bullshit. But there are some double standards that it's like, it's as fun, as unfortunate or as fucked up as they sound, they just are the way they are. I personally don't judge a woman. She can sleep as many dudes as she want to sleep with. She can sleep with 50 dudes. As long as at the end of the day, she willing to accept the consequences that some individuals won't want to sleep with a woman who been with 50 dudes. I don't judge a woman for that. I feel like you do whatever you want to do. As long as you having a good time, enjoying yourself, being safe, do whatever you want to do. You know what I'm saying? I don't think a woman is no different from a man. You know, it's unfortunate that the double standard says that, you know, a man who sleeps with 50 women is experienced. A woman who sleeps with 50 men is run through. Well, that's how some things are. You know what I'm saying? The double standard of hiring a man in the workplace. So, hey, man, you don't pay a woman as much because you don't have to pay her that extra money for that maternity leave. I mean, that's some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? If she's doing her job, bringing in clients and working from home, handling her business like she's supposed to be, she's supposed to be paid the same way as anybody else. You feel what I'm saying? Fathers can't be good parents. I mean, I feel like, you know what I mean? If a father is a good man, then he should be able to be a good parent. You know, the court shouldn't necessarily award the child to the mother. I mean, she carried him for 9 months. She got that. You know what I'm saying? She went through the pain and the stress, the, you know, the back pains, the throwing up, all of the little stuff that she went through, all of that's cool, you know. But believing that a woman is necessarily a better parent than a man, I think that's a double standard that it is, but that don't necessarily make it true. Now, something that I saw on my tweet feed, or, you know what I'm saying, my TL, Twitter line, whatever you want to call it, you know what I'm saying, they change it, what they call it every day. That kind of like, you know, kind of made me ask a question, you know what I'm saying? So I like anybody that's listening, you know, if you're on the line, you can press that 1 or something and come on in and comment throughout the show. But I'm curious, how many of y'all feel that it's right for a man to ask the woman for child support if he happened in these oh-so-rare cases? You know, it's becoming more now because brothers are stepping up, but to ask his woman for child support. I mean, especially it's like if he not working, he should be able to sit at home, smoke, chill, and ask his woman for child support. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we not talking about Oprah Winfrey, you know, Halle Berry, none of these, you know, extravagant people. We not talking about, you know what I'm saying, like some rich celebritant or something like that. We talking about basic, everyday, hardworking sisters, you know what I'm saying, working at Pizza Hut or, you know, driving a bus or maybe working at AT&T Sprint or phone company or something, making a few dollars, man, enough to survive. You know, how many people feel that it's right for a brother, you know, a white dude, anybody to ask his child's mother for child support? Me personally, as a man, I think it's like, you know, it's kind of strange, it's kind of soft, it's kind of, you know, unmanly of me, because I feel like a man is going to do whatever he got to do to provide for his family. If his family happened to be his child and he take care of his child by himself, then in my eyes, that's one less mouth. You know, you blessed without the need to provide for the child's mother. I'm just keeping it clean, man. You know what I'm saying? A cat should be checking to make sure she's doing all right. You know what I'm saying? From time to time. But, you know, it's just, I don't know how to put it without sounding like I'm attacking individuals, man, but I just can't understand a man, like, what kind of man does that, you know? But moving on, there's a few other double standards out there that I feel like, you know, we need to really get around and all of that. It's like, you know, I don't really like, I'm not promoting homosexuality or nothing like that, but it's a fact in our community nowadays, so I'm going to speak on that, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, I don't think a dude being gay got nothing to do with him being a good athlete or, you know what I'm saying, being a good employee in certain areas. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just some double standards, man, that we try to put out there that we really need to start, like, looking at again. You know, our mindset, our concepts of where we come from have a tendency to affect how we think. And a lot of times, you know, we think without thinking. And by that, I mean we allow ourselves to develop thought processes that are not necessarily our own ideas, rather, as opposed to thought processes. I mean ideas and concepts and beliefs and philosophies that are not owned, simply like brushed up against other people and contracted like diseases or something. You know, we judge people based on how the people that we hang around judge people without thinking things for ourselves. It's like, in order to be a good man, a good woman, a good human being, you have to be a citizen. So you have to have, you know, a small amount of we think. But in order to be the best human being that you can be, you have to embrace me think, which means that, you know, we were all given that essence of goodness that allows us to be somebody special. If we just learn to listen into that, because our first mind is like, you know, on most things. And I know some people say, my first mind was to slap the shit out that motherfucker. I mean, well, hey, you know, that's not necessarily your first mind being motivated or operated by, you know what I'm saying, that part of you that's a good, kind, and gentle person. That's that first mind that's been, you know, infected by the environment you grew up in. However, I will say that some motherfuckers need this shit slapped up out of them sometime, you know, but that don't always hurt them. Sometimes it hurts you. You know, ain't no need you sitting in jail, you know, posted up somewhere, man, behind smacking somebody upside the head that it was better off, you know what I'm saying, verbally smacking them upside the head, you know. So, I mean, you know, we just over here, man, trying to motivate y'all to think, man, trying to get y'all mind right, trying to open y'all mind. I'm not telling you what to think. I'm simply saying think. Get your mind right and think about some things, man. You know what I'm saying? So, we're going to hop into some music, man. Let's see what we got here, man. Let's hop into this Tell 'Em That by iTrione. And we're going to come back, man, and hopefully the boy Chop Trill will slide through here, man. You know what I'm saying? And kick a little something with us, man, you know. Because we looking to do it big over here, man, you know. So get into this music, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all hang tight, man. Hang out with a brother, man. Y'all can follow.
Yeah, tell him that. Yeah, tell him that. Tell him that. Yeah, tell him that. Yeah, tell him that. Yeah, tell him that. Tell him that. Tell him that. Tell him that.
Got bars. You got that. Got cars. You got that. Real nigga, stand up and bring the block back. Anything but authentic, boy, I'm not that. Tell him that. My life is good, my money right, just like it should, I'm doing something right. I'm old school, with a new swag, you old news, that's too bad.
We popping bottles, mo, all the streets been talking, mo. Wonder how I'm moving, that's sniffing, how I got the dough. Every month they see me at the dealership, I'm copping, mo. Bitches asking questions in a minute, what they wanna know.
If I'm still running packs from the P to the S, it's so long ago, why do I speak on it less? If I still got connects in the streets on the west, your money long, tell me why do you seem unimpressed? Since 16, the kid been getting stacked. Fall and crawl, the lesson is I get it back. I got a helipad, rooftop helipad. There's your answer, you can run, tell them that.
Got bars, we got stacks. Got cars, you got that. Real niggas stand up and bring the block back. Anything but authentic, boy, I'm not that. Tell them that. Got bars, we got stacks. Got cars, you got that. Real niggas stand up and bring the block back. Anything but authentic, boy, I'm not that. Tell them that.
I hustle hard, I'm getting bread. I'm on my job, I beat the feds. I'm new school, with an old soul and a new coupe, with some old hoes.
Oh yeah, we run the street, hustle cause we wanna eat. He ain't talking money, nigga, you don't wanna talk to me. Conversation calls, I don't know who told you talking cheap. Niggas asking questions and the missus, what they
they wanna see.
If I'm staying independent and signed to a major, would I value more fame or grinding this paper? Will I ever come back when I'm finally famous? When I sign, will I finally silence the haters? Home is home, I will never forget that. Money is money, I forever will get that. Critics is critics, they gon' stay on their job. Although I ain't Drake, they can expect a response.
You got bars, you got stacks, you got cars, you got that. Real niggas stand up and bring the block back. Anything but authentic, boy, I'm not that. Tell them that. You got bars, you got stacks, you got cars, you got that. Real niggas stand up and bring the block back. Anything but authentic, boy, I'm not that.
They say the loudest is the weakest. I've been trying to warn y'all. Never speak about you doing shit and got it so wrong. The only thing that they know is that my money's so long. The only thing that they know is that my money's so long.
I seldom give them the facts. The process often outweighs the way that they give them back. Although what they understand is when I'm giving them stats, and I am in it to win it. You can run to tell them that.
You got broads, we got stacks. You got cars, you got that. Real niggas stand up and bring the block back. Anything but authentic, boy, I'm not that. Tell them that. You got broads, we got stacks. You got cars, you got that. Real niggas stand up and bring the block back. Anything but authentic, boy, I'm not that. Tell them that.
Right, all right. That was my boy iTriune over there. You can go over there and follow him on Twitter at iTriune. You know what I'm saying? That boy got some heat over there, man. Go on over there and check his links out. You know, listen to his music. You know, he talking about something. He's been in the game for a minute, man. He done worked with some of the nice people in the industry, man. You know what I'm saying? We ain't gonna name drop over here, but he was over here on the show last week, man, and you know, I kind of learned a lot from that brother as far as the industry goes. You know, y'all might want to go check that show out, man, and tune. You know what I'm saying? And listen back, see what that brother was talking about. You know, he'd have been around and been through some things. So, you know, check that out. All right, man, while we waiting around for Chop Trill to slide through here, you know what I'm saying? Keep on, as always, talking about what's on my mind. Y'all know how I do, man. The guy, hey, we'll have a whole lot of thoughts and philosophies on life, man, you know. I was walking through the mall the other day, man, and I saw this crazy chick standing there having, like, this serious shouting match with her son. He was about 7-8 years old, and he just decided he was going to get his Gandhi on. You know, he sat down cross-legged in the middle of the mall, you know, screaming and hollering and talking about what he ain't going to do. You know what I'm saying? I feel sorry for her because she was looking around. You know, people got they smartphones up, filming, waiting for that one event that they'll be able to comment on, something that was going to go viral, you know what I'm saying? But she wasn't trying to have it, you know what I'm saying? I like expecting her, you know, the state of mind she had just to fall out and either plop down there on the floor with him. You know, I just want to say that, you know, being a nice citizen, you know, I slid through there, whispered in that little boy ear, if he didn't get the fuck up, stop disrespecting his mama like that, I was going to punt his ass across the mall. Needless to say, he got his little ass up and moved on. I just think that, man, in this society, man, we have decided that children are so delicate that, you know, we have to allow them to run our lives, man, allow them to be bosses, man, 911 and 1-800-PROTECT-YOUR-CHILD and all these old bullshit-ass lines you can call on this madness that's going on, man. I mean, this every child getting a participation trophy for being in the football, basketball, baseball league, what have you. It's like, man, it teaches a child that even if you put forth a mediocre effort, that you're going to be rewarded for it. You know, I mean, that's not really the type of society that I want to live in. Life itself is competition. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's a struggle to get up in the morning. You know what I mean? If you don't consciously stay focused on it, your body will stop breathing. You know, you got to put one foot in front of the other just to walk. That's a conscious thought. If you allow your mind to become so sedentary that it don't even want to move, then it won't move. You know what I'm saying? The Indians were so strong at one point that the older people could climb up on top of a burial platform and lay down and just decide that I'm done and will themselves to die. You know, I mean, the mind is a powerful thing, which means that if we can learn or achieve anything, then we can be taught anything. Therefore, it comes down to methodology. I simply feel like if you're going to raise your children, you have to teach your children and treat your children as if they were conscious individuals. I'm not saying teach your young child and talk to your young child like they're an adult or nothing like that. I'm saying you speak to them in plain English. Don't baby talk your children. You know what I'm saying? It confuses them. It keeps them in a child mindset for too long. It keeps them silly for too long. You know, I'm saying be clear with your child. Tell them what you expect and don't accept nothing less. Teach your child that if the law say don't do this or you'll go to jail, that if you do this, you're going to jail. So if you tell your child clean up your room and he don't clean up his room, you don't argue with him. You don't scream and shout and act like a child. You don't allow him to let you get all emotional with you screaming and shouting throughout the house, messing up your day, causing you to get angry, being mean and upset with your other kids. You know what I'm saying? That's not what you do. You tell them to clean this room up. If you don't clean it up, you go in there and you pick up everything that's not where it's supposed to be, and you take it up out of his room and you don't let them have it no more. Simple as that. Give them an opportunity to earn it back the first time. The second time, man, you turn them, take it down into the Goodwill, man. There's plenty of kids that'll be glad to have that stuff and keep it up off the floor. And that has to be the way the things are. You have to teach your child that you mean what you say. You know, the Ottawa tells us that the first shout in battle is like the sincerity. The second shout is they ready to go. The third shout, energy is starting to decline. So every time you repeat something to your child, it has less of a threat to it. If you say, you better get up or I'm going to slap you upside your head. If you don't smack his ass upside the head when he don't get up, he don't believe you. Don't say nothing that you don't intend to do and follow through with. You teach your children how to treat you. You teach everybody how to treat you. So if you want to raise your children, I'm not saying I'm the greatest parent in the world because I'm not. I'm simply saying that we live in a society in which people will hold your kids accountable for the things that they do. So if you don't teach them that, you're teaching them to be a victim of somebody else. Also, when you teach these children they can be smart mouth and act how they want to act, you're setting them up to get their ass whooped up and down the block. You're teaching them to end up in the penitentiary being somebody else's little old girlfriend or something. You know what I mean? And I'm not necessarily saying the child going to be weak, come to jail, go to jail, get to jail, go to where, come to here, come to there, go to here, go to there, or get a job. Go to here. You know what I'm saying? It's like dude ain't going to come to work every morning talking about, I don't want to do this today. He's going to get his ass fired. When your boss say, do this shit here, that's what you do. When your boss say, I expect these papers to be filed and filled out, or I expect these tables to be wiped off, or I expect, you know what I'm saying, these trash cans to be emptied, or I expect this amount of food to be cooked every day, or I expect these amount of, how you put it, these amount of shirts to be sold, or these amount of Nikes to be, you know what I'm saying, cut, stitched together, and the soles put on them, and stacked every day. Either you accomplish those things, or your ass get fired. And this is what your children must understand, because we raising our children to be citizens. We raising them to be successful in life. And if we don't raise them to be successful, we allow them to grow up to be failures. See? That's the problem nowadays. People are not raising their children. They're just allowing them to grow up. You're allowing your children to let the internet raise him and tell him what's right from wrong. You know, you let your child feel like his goal in life is to try to go viral. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's a lot of ways to go viral. You can go viral as victim A in an ass-whooping video. So you better be careful. So what I'm telling y'all, man, is this. I'm not saying beat your kids. Some of them may need that. That may work for some people. It may be what's necessary for some people. But if you get to your kids and you teach them that they will be punished in a certain way prior to them getting to the stage or the age where you have to whip them, then you don't have to worry about that. If you teach a child early that if you disobey me, this is what's going to happen. Teach your children early. Pick your toys up off the floor. They leave and don't pick their toys up, take them. And they come back and ask them, say, hey, I told you to pick them up off the floor. I was sweeping up, throwing stuff in the trash. You left them there, they got thrown in the trash. Period. You can give them back to them a week later, something like that. But the second time, you got to throw them in the trash. You got to be firm. And just a shout-out to you younger mothers and fathers, man. It's like, you know, you 19, 20. You're not supposed to be your kid's friend, man. You know, don't look forward to the day when y'all can smoke together or go to the club together. Don't talk to your kids how you talk to your homeboy. You know what I'm saying? Don't talk to your daughter how you talk to your homegirls. Talk to your kids like they just that kid. You can be cool with them. You can have an open relationship in which they can talk to you about anything. You can even create a safe zone in which they can talk to you about anything and they won't be punished. As long as they ain't telling you about they done broke the law, as long as they don't abuse the safe zone. You know what I'm saying? They can't tell you, I went in there and stole that money out your purse and went and spent it and expect that to be covered by the safe zone. You know, hey, met a boy, you know, we had a little something to drink and, you know, we had sex and talk about how you feel about it. That's safe zone stuff. Hey, pop, met a girl, man, you know, we was going to do it, but her stuff didn't smell right, you know, so I left. That's safe zone stuff. You know, me and my boys, we all had sex with this girl, safe zone stuff. But I stole something or I broke something or I did something, that's not safe zone stuff. You know what I'm saying? They can tell you about it in there, but you have to act on it because at the end of the day, you are responsible for your children. You're responsible for their safety, their upbringing, and you are responsible to provide for them. So, I mean, hey. Be responsible. Teach your kids to be responsible. Teach them about consequences, man. Because a child that you don't say no to before they 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, by the time they 13, 14, they'll be saying no to you on a regular basis. With that said, man, you know what I'm saying? We're going to slide up out of here, man, and listen to some of this Thinking of Brooklyn, man, by the boy T.D. Francis, man. Y'all can follow him at T.D. Francis over there on T.D. Francis 1, excuse me, over there on Twitter, man. You know, support the people, man. We supporting y'all, man. Support us. You know what I'm saying? Go over there, check out the page, man. Like the page, man. Follow us. You know what I'm saying? We over there on Blog Talk, man. Follow the link. You know, we here, man. You know, we trying to support the independent artists, man. We trying to support independent people. We trying to connect people together, man. You know, people come on the show, they guest here the same day, they holler at each other, they collabing together. You know what I'm saying? This is like a hallmark of Tweety B Central. You know, it all started on Manic Monday before we even had our own station over here. You know what I'm saying? Some people, man, they come through, they get what they need to do, they don't slide through, they don't shout us out, they don't do that, but it's not going to stop us because the same way we can build you up, man. You know, we can play back your bullshit and tear you down. You know what I'm saying? You come through here, we fuck with you, man, again and again, shouting out, retweeting, supporting, voting for you for all of this shit. You can't call in, say what's up. You can't do nothing like that. Then, hey, man, we got something for your ass. So, you know, we gonna get into this music, man. You know what I'm saying? And come on back, man. And hopefully, you know, y'all chill, man, and slide through here, man. You know, if not, we here. Oh, the God hey, we show.
I'm thinking of Brooklyn. These thoughts that I got going through my head, coming from my perspective. Growing up, you know. Shout out to all my people out of Maryland, Far Rockaway, Queens, Brooklyn, New York. Dub on the track. Let's go. 74 born, Brooklyn Hospital, St. John's, Wearfield Street, mostly raised by my grandmoms, and Mr. Softy truck selling cups for a penny, and I ain't gonna lie to y'all people, I had plenty. Shouts to the greenhouse,
Now it's a different color. Tita, my baby sister, salute my older brother. And learning came with a price, with a few minor rules. In other words, Bushwick, Tilden, Jefferson High School. That's just to name a few. But since I'm still on it, Lane, Lincoln, Erasmus too. And boys and girls, love and respect you too. No hesitation to educate makes the best you. Salute to you and Miss Jackson, y'all true role models, who teach these kids there's no need to keep their thoughts bottled. I guess they say that's just the definition when we say we love to spread love, cause it's the Brooklyn way. Hey.
Chili with enough bail money to free a big
Willie. Brooklyn. 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 Yeah. The home of Air Jordan, the home of M.O.P., Kane, and Jigga, and big only makes it bigger. As I stand here up in this Brooklyn cyclone, to be real, being broke is childish, and I'm quite grown. There's mad new ways to define it, that's why I threw that line in, to show I'm in precision. I do it with perfect timing. I remember the days back when the Dodgers owned the diamond. That's just the thoughts I'm having while reminiscing, reclining. And what y'all call the floor seat, I know it as Canarsie. The 96 in Conklin, 100 in J's apart me, from 211 Park to Renton Avenue, LD, at 540 Ashford, 463, from Utica to Pickin, to Putnam and Cornelia, or travel down to Atlantic to parlay at the Barclay, D&D and Kmart, JC and Mohalla, Bugs, Ron, Rick and my people that's out and far Rockaway. Now that's what I call family. Salute my brother King Born, never ever forgotten. Your soul forever lives on. Mr. Richardson, Keisha, Ralph, Bob, Camille, Jameson, Drew, and Kev, even Malika Hill, from my Ave to Rockaway Parkway train station. The L and A is connected, so I gotta embrace it. My mini me is like me, how could I overlook it? We share a lot of common, we both born out of Brooklyn. Nils, Lils, Uncle Wayne, Bino, Small, Bumbo, Stack, Kakin, Dula, my family, Gates, Bahari Pierce, Gibraltar, Kmart, DM, Young Rick, Corporal Last Kick.
Come on. Gecko Brothers back once again. Three feathers, John O. Hit you with something a little smoothed out. Now I'ma hit you with the la 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 la, yeah. Come on, now I'ma hit you with the la 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 la, yeah.
Yo,
come
check
on.
It out. Hey yo, listen little lady, let me keep this true. There's no one that I'd rather rock with than you. The way you smile and you walk really make my day. And every time I see you, I forget what to say. You're the hottest little shorty in the whole New York. But I'ma chill for a second, let my man please talk.
Now look for later for the flirting and the casual speaking. Come pin your back against the wall and get your body to leak. You seeking that grown man freaking, he's speaking kinda young. But me speaking with all my tongue, have you weak speaking in tongues. Certified murder, called CSI. For how I kill it but don't hurt her, hear that we sex cry. Sounding oh so passionate. Now take a second to reconsider your choices of who you got to smash it. Go tell her the rest.
Yeah, I got you, P. She say she got a man but still coming with me. I know she can't resist all my Harlem swag, but she want me to chase her like a game of tag.
La la la.
Yeah,
la,
like
la.
A game of tag.
La la la. La,
like
la.
A game of tag.
La la la. La la. La la la. La la.
It's no damn secret that the vibe is there. So relax yourself, let me make this clear. I'm feeling you when I know you feel the same. But you're trying to play old like I'm some lame. See, I got no time, but damn you fly. There's no way I could turn and just say goodbye. So stop playing around and just give me a sign.
Now I could give a damn about you, man, because I'm going for mine. Now strictly keep it 100, I ain't playing no games. My only game to lay your back and tear that ass out the frame. While the C's be the ammo when the panties is down. Around your ankles, I can pull them off and won't make a sound. Type disrespectful, though the language is plain. Your man be acting so neglectful, that's a goddamn shame. Contrary to your man's opinion, mind you're winning. That nigga's Frank Ocean, but you the stream, I wanna swim it. Ain't never had no halo, but for you I do some sinning.
Yeah, you ain't never had a lover that can do it all day. I go from 4 to 11, check my resume. I hit that ass all night, girl, it won't come quick. It's that 2013 Grand Poobah shit.
I be that way up in the air, footholder, caresser of a tram stamp. Leg over shoulder, throw it, she flow until the bed is damp. Hit it like a champ, though I ain't never been restless. Bust off on your chest, now you got got a pearl necklace.
So think about it, love, and don't pass it by. Cause together we would lay and that would be fly. Me and you making love to the early morn. And I don't need to tell you that you got it going on. The ball's in your court, but don't wait too long. I gotta bounce, baby John, get the brothers, we're gone.
Yeah, come on. Now I'ma hit you with this la la la. La la, yeah, come on. Now I'ma hit you with the la la la. La la la, come on. Now I'ma hit you with the la la la. La la la, yeah, come on. Now I'ma hit you with the la la la. La la la, come on. Now check it out, fellas. La la la, ladies. La la la, thug figures. La la la, chickens. La la la, la la la. La 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 la. Yeah, peace to the Tribe Called Quest. I'm saying, step by, go la 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 la.
Trill ain't slid through here late, man, but you know what I'm saying? The show must go on because the main attraction is in this bitch. You know what I'm saying? The God Hey Ru is here as always. You know what I'm saying? Blessing y'all with a little bit of my old school insight, as they say. You know, just that basic down home shit. You know, I like to kick it off, you know what I'm saying, now and again, man, with some things that I see on Twitter or some stuff I see on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? And try to chop it up with y'all about that, man. You know, I recently saw something that was kind of disturbing on Facebook. You know, I saw somebody posting and reposting, you know, a status about, you know, a young girl that falsely accused the guy of rape. You know what I'm saying? And all because she didn't want to get home, get in trouble with her family for coming home high and loaded and, you know, disheveled or what have you. You know, I just want to say, man, that this is, like, extremely important that y'all listen to what I'm saying right now. Under no circumstances, man, should a woman ever, you know, you want to say a dude hit you because he pushed you, say he hit you harder than what he did. I mean, you know, that's how shit go, dude raise his hands to a woman. But, I mean, rape is such an extremely important issue in this country that to play with it, man, you know what I'm saying? It's like it takes away from the damage done to so many women over the years, to women all over the world right now today. You know what I'm saying? A woman is being abused, whether, you know, somebody is abusing an underage woman. And for that matter, you know, young boys are being abused, man, and raped. So to cry wolf on something that's like that, man, is so, like foul on so many levels. I'm not even going to try to find a nice word. It's so foul and so low. You feel what I'm saying? That they should allow him to pick the charge for her. And I feel like if you go down there, man, and falsely accuse somebody of raping you or something like that, then you should go to jail and be charged with, you know, raping and have to endure the trial. You know, the same way, man, to have people look at you, see what you said, walk you through this shit. You should have to register as a sex offender yourself and live your life out like that. You know what I'm saying? But more on that note, man, I like to touch it off, man, because I had a conversation with a couple of fellas and we had an extreme disagreement. I mean, I know things are different, man. Drugs, highs, party, and experiences, concepts, beliefs, and philosophies. Now, what I say on my show and what I speak about is in no way an attempt to generalize and say that everybody in these areas or everybody that's around that place like that is like that. You feel what I'm saying? You know, but I was talking to some cats, man, that said they do the lean. You know, they put the molly in their drinks and they party and chill like that. You know, them and the females they associate with, they all party and drink like that. You know, the molly go in the drink, and, you know, we be doing this and swerving and whatever term you use in your region for being high. Look, man, can't tell me he do this on a regular basis. So I ask him, when you pass the drink to the woman, do she know? He said, oh, man, she know. You know, that's how we all do it down here. I said, no, do you tell her? But nah, man, I don't tell her. I don't have to. She know how we get down. Let me tell you something, man. Woman come over your house to chill, kick it, drink, smoke. She has a right to know if you put molly in the alcohol. If you don't tell her, anything that happened after that that you consider a good time, man, falls under the guise of rape. Anytime you get somebody so high, so loaded, that they not making a conscious decision, that's on you, man. You get a woman at your house, you trying to have a good time, man, have a little sex, how to do? You smoking, you drinking, be conscious of how much alcohol you pour her, man, because at some point, she too drunk, man, legally. See, and I'm not just trying to protect women. I'm trying to protect some of you brothers that may not know. And when I say brothers, I mean men, period, young men growing up that may not know. Matter is this, man. If a woman is too drunk to say yes or no by law, in every state in the United States and in most countries, she's too drunk to consent. So, you know, while you may think y'all having a good time, man, you know what I'm saying, according to the law, the letter of the law, you know, you committing a sex crime. This could affect the rest of your life, man, so be more conscious about it, man. They no longer separate date rape or, you know, friend rape, boyfriend, girlfriend. They no longer separate none of this stuff, man. It's all the same, man. You have to register as a sex offender. You know what I'm saying? And this can have a great effect on your life. You see what I'm saying? Not to say, man, what it can do to her. Cause her to think how it may cause her to feel, how it may, you know, have her living and feeling the rest of her life, man. Because you know what I'm saying? It's like the something about, you know, the urban areas, man. You know what I'm saying? Where people getting high, chilling, and partying at all the time, man. Even the suburban areas, man. It's like date rape is a regular occurrence, man. Somewhere right now, man, some chick went to smoke and chill with a dude, you know, to have a good time, man, and he done wrestled her up out her stuff. You know what I'm saying? And, like, ain't nothing cool about that, man. Ain't nothing fly about that. Ain't nothing, no good time was had by that. I don't care how she moans, scream, and holler after you finally convince her to do it or, you know, how you press on yourself or how she look at you or what she say afterwards, man. It's like, ain't nothing cool about that. Ain't nothing fly about that. I don't know what nobody told you. You know what I'm saying? And put some in her drink, man, is no different than wrestling her down, hitting her upside the head with something, smacking her or whatever, man. But, you know, I'm just saying, man, in case your daddy didn't tell you. You know what I'm saying? It's like, ain't nothing cool about tricking a woman about her sex. You know? And I, when I say trick, man, don't get me wrong. I ain't going to get all into the morality of telling the woman you love her or asking her to marry you and none of these other things, man, to get sex. When I say trick, I mean, you know what I'm saying, getting her into a position in which she's not able to say yes or no. But moving on from that, man, you know what I'm saying, we're going to talk about some other things, man, you know what I'm saying, because we talk about a lot of stuff over here, man, you know. Georgia just got a lot more safer. Or a lot more dangerous, depending on your standpoint on the issue, man. You know what I'm saying? The wonderful, wonderful governor, you know what I'm saying, Nathan Deal, that signed what they call the Safe Carry Protection Act. You know what I'm saying? Expanding gun carrier laws in Georgia. You know, the most controversial aspect of this law is that the police can no longer just simply detain you for the sole purpose of attempting to verify a legitimate gun permit. You know what I'm saying? Now, as a gun right activist myself, you know what I'm saying? I see a lot of good things in there. You know what I'm saying? It's less likely that some dude would jump out of the car trying to rob or pull somebody over and shoot if somebody across the street might shoot his motherfucking ass. You know what I'm saying? It's less likely that somebody gonna run up in somebody's liquor store trying to rob their liquor store if with two back in the back buying a six pack, you know what I'm saying, got a gun. Or if somebody's sitting out in the car waiting on somebody in the store with a six pack to buy a six pack, got a gun. You know what I'm saying? Now, like a lot of people, man, in urban communities or in different places, man, where they have seen these gun laws abused, or should I say have seen guns abused by people, you know what I'm saying? Many people fear, you know what I'm saying? I've had a lot of conversations with brothers and sisters who say that this is going to vastly affect the stand your ground laws. You know, if you allow a person to have a pistol on his hip, he's going to be less likely to walk away from an argument and more likely to pull his weapon out if he feels he was threatened or he feels he's this and he feels he's that. Well, I mean, you know, in a civilized society, man, you know what I'm saying, two grown-ass people really ain't got no business standing in the middle of the street arguing anyway. You know what I'm saying? This in no means, man, you know what I'm saying, is looking to detract from, because I'm one of those people, man, that still say, you know what I'm saying, a dude didn't have no right to accost a young brother, Trayvon Martin. You know, hope he rest in peace, man, and hope that his family is finding some type of peace in their life, man, and their activism, and that they are making progress in their attempts to, you know what I'm saying, affect some change. But, I mean, it's like, you ain't got no business arguing. A law won't change whether or not somebody gonna shoot you in your face in the first place. The law just means that you more likely to see the person got the gun on their hip and know whether or not you want to engage in a long, drawn-out bullshit argument with them or not. You know? I mean, but it's always been a fact a dude might got a gun, a knife, ice picks, razor, box cutter, you know, on his person. Or even if he ain't got a weapon, it ain't no guarantee that he don't know some type of martial arts or some type of whoop-your-ass techniques and shit, or some kind of bust-your-skull technique, or that bottle that he holding sipping on his soda pop while y'all talking won't be used as a weapon to bust you upside your head. So, to me, man, it's like I really don't see a whole lot of changes in it other than that a lot more people will, you know, be possibly carrying their guns into a lot more places. However, you know what I'm saying, they said that the bar owners have a right to say, hey, man, we don't want you in here. The store owners have a right to say, we don't want you in here. They have a right to even go into the airport all the way up into the checkpoint. You know what I'm saying? When you cross into the security zone where they start patting people down and taking their stuff and all of that. You know what I'm saying? When you're attempting to board a plane or what have you. But, I mean, you can have your pistol in church. You know what I'm saying? You can have, they say school teachers, unless the district decides against it, can have their guns on them in the classroom. You know what I mean? Hey. That's going to add a whole nother meaning to quiet down up in here. You know what I'm saying? So it's like it is what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? The law's been changed, man. It's going to go into effect, they say, on July 1st. You know, I mean, what's your opinion on that, man? Hit me up over there on Twitter at HERUKHUTIREBORN, man. Tell me what you think about that, man. Oh, we got any callers on the line. Y'all want to come in and chop it up with me, man. Press that one. You know, we can talk about whatever. You know, we sitting around waiting on Chop 3 to come through, man. Hopefully, you know, he'll slide through here, man. You know, he's saying like a professional brother and all that. You know, we got his music over here, so we may have not been. We may or may not get around to that, you know what I'm saying, but it's like, hey, man, you know, people really need to understand, man, that it's like, hey, you know, I'm not Steve Harvey, but I demand the same respect that Steve Harvey demand when he come on his show, you know what I'm saying? I can be just as mean as Howard Stern, because I could talk bad about a motherfucker showing up late, not showing up, showing up loaded, showing up unprofessional, whatever, you know what I'm saying? You know, people that listen to Grown Folk Business know I go in. People listen to Manic Monday know I go in. You know what I'm saying? I've just been trying to be nice over here, man, because we trying to get our following up, man, on some positive energy. And so I don't really like to get in too much of the negativity too much over here. I've been trying to be a kind of gentler guy, hey, Ru. But people that know me and listen to the show, regular friends and family of the show, they know I go in on a motherfucker ass because I demand to be respected. Our station demands the respect that you would give to anybody. Freestyle Friday, I bet you ain't showing up to 106 in Park late. You know what I'm saying? You don't know who listening to these shows. These are internet radio shows, which means people listen all over the air. You feel what I'm saying? If I listen to your music and I like your music after hearing it on this show, but you showed up late for your interview, I'm even be less likely to sign you. Now, I'm not looking to beef and be arguing with nobody because I don't do all of that. See what I'm saying? I'm simply giving some advice to people. When you get an opportunity, man, to come on the radio, have your voice heard, because somebody is willing to allow you to be heard. Dig what I'm saying? When ain't nobody else trying to let you do it. If you don't support you, why should I? See what I'm saying? Why should I tweet out your music or, you know what I'm saying, retweet your stuff if you're not doing it? You know what I'm saying? So support yourself, man. Understand, like, as I always say repeatedly to you, brother, you know what I'm saying? You are your product, man. It's not just your music. I don't care how good you rap. I don't care how tight your beats are. I don't care none of that stuff about none of that stuff if you ain't got your shit together. See what I'm saying? Because we see it every day, man. A fine sister walking up and down the street, man. She got on the Manolo Blahnik. You know what I'm saying? She got on Gucci, Prada, and all of that, man. We get to know her. We chilling her hair right, everything. We go over to her house, man. It's like shit all over the floor. Kitchen ain't clean and all of that shit. I'm not finna date, go out with, hang out with, chill, or none of that with a female like that, man, because you are who you are. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's nonsense and it's bullshit, man. You know what I'm saying? Understand, man, that, you know, we professional, because me, myself, I'm a talkative nigga, man, with a whole lot of things to say. I can do this show every day, man, without no guests or nothing. I'm helping y'all out. I can come over here, sit, chill, and play people music, man, and never even say who music it is. You know what I'm saying? And do me. Because I can talk about everything. I'm a well-read motherfucker. You know, I can sit over here and make it a clean show and engage in intelligent dialogue alone to my listeners, for my listeners, without using profanity. I'm quite capable of, you know, holding a conversation or engaging in a dialogue or, you know what I'm saying, talking about whatever, man, in a very, very intelligent fashion. So it's like, man, I'm letting you know, let y'all know, any and everybody that may have any intentions or desire to come through and be interviewed on the show, man, the bullshit will not be tolerated, man. You know what I'm saying? And I don't got a problem, man, like just saying fuck it. And if you call in late, don't even allow you on. You can go say what you want to say about me on Twitter, Facebook, wherever you want to say it at. You can say I'm hating. My time is valuable. You know, I could be somewhere fucking up in some pussy or something right now. I'm on the air, man, trying to help y'all. You know, I could be spending time with my daughter. You know, I could be somewhere spending time with a woman, chilling, doing whatever. Hell, you know what I'm saying? Me and Twig B, man, could be doing something better with our money than, you know what I'm saying, running this station. So, just letting y'all know, man, that, you know what I'm saying, we going to be respected, man, over here. If not, I'm going to start my little blast your ass segment. I've been hesitating, like I said, trying to keep positive, but I don't got no problem blasting y'all. But enough of the negativity, man, because it's not, though it's not really negative, man, it's some pointers on professional behavior. You know what I'm saying? You show up late for a job interview, chances are. Show up late to a date with a woman, chances are. You know what I'm saying? You show up late to the doctor with a bullet wound in your ass, chances are. Stay on time, man. Be professional. Come prepared. Come to the show, man, with what you doing, what you into, what you got coming up next. Remember your websites. Have your stuff on point. Be able to explain, man, what your song is about, where you was coming from. what it's about. You know what I'm saying? So when you close your eyes, I done had guests come through here and say, I wrote this song on the way to the club one night. And when I listened to the song, man, I could literally see the streetlights passing by through the front window of my car. I could see traffic. I can imagine myself sitting in a car with my windows rolled up. Be able to tell me what was on your mind, man. You know, and honestly, I don't care if you smoke. I don't care if you high. I don't care what kind of weed you smoke or what kind of phone you own or none of that stuff, man, because it don't impress me, man. Because you can make a phone call, man, that, depending on what company you with, that ain't going to drop no calls on a flip phone. You could do this interview on a flip phone. Yeah, you could do this interview from the phone booth. None of that shit impressed me, man. You know what I'm saying? So before I get into the next topic, in case my guests don't slide through here, man, let me jump into some music, man, and somebody that, you know what I'm saying, retweeted us, shout us out, man. We got Rachel Marie King. You know, she shouted us out over there. The song is King. It's Rachel Marie Love on Twitter. That's RachelMarieLuv, man. You know what I'm saying? She retweeted our stuff, man, and thanked us for playing her song, man. We appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? It's a small thing. We don't ask for much. You know what I'm saying? Dap us, we dap you back. It's like that sometimes, man. You know, common courtesy. We don't ask for much. So we going to get into this King, man, and come on back, man. And I'm going to do what I do. So, Contanique ought to be flying through here a little later. So.
I thought he wanted me to be here. Said I had some questions for him. Tell me what you work with, babe. Tell me about your hustle that you're working, babe. I told him I was all ears. Needed to hit a few key things. When he started flexing and talking foolish, man, he had me second guessing.
Tell me what you like, and it's what you do, and what you drink, and what you got to prove.
Said he wanted me on his team. Well, first tell me what you're playing. Cause all I know is winning. And I can't be with someone stuck at the beginning, babe. I don't mean to crush your dreams. But I can read between the lines, in between the lies and the phony. I said I got better luck talking to your homie.
Tell me what you like, and what you do, and what you drink.
Gotta be on king status. Gotta be.
Hey, hey, all right, now we back, man. It's been brought to my attention that Chop Trill is here, so we're going to bring him on in and, you know, kick off his interview and see what he got going on. Chop Trill, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's happening?
All right, now. All right, man. What's going on, man? You slid through a little bit late, man. We was about to move forward without you, man. You know what I'm saying?
Man, hold up. Count me in. Don't count me out, my nigga.
No, we ain't counting you out. You know what I'm saying? I'm over here solo, man. The show go on, man. I got a whole lot of shit to talk about, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to help y'all out. You know, I support anybody, man, that support themselves. So, you know what I'm saying? Tell us what you got going on, man, for the people that don't know who you are, man. Tell us who you are, man, and where you come from.
Man, basically, you know, I got a lot on my plate. You know, I try to look out for the youth. You know what I'm saying? I come from a rugged background. You know what I'm saying? Everybody needs change in their life, you know what I mean, at all points, at all costs. So it's really just basically, you know, I got my music thing going on. I do that on my spare time and chill out, you know what I'm saying, just to, you know what I'm saying, vibe and make it real, you know what I'm saying, just to get through, you know, be real, nothing but the trill, you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying. Everything that I see to me is real is only the most high up above, you know what I'm saying? So everything I see, it comes from a trill sense of mind, a journey of, you know what I'm saying, being wearied in these streets, or, you know what I'm saying, just trying to make it and just touch these beats, you know what I'm talking about? And, you know, I was born in Cali, and I was mostly raised down south, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying, that's Texarkana, you know what I'm saying, Mad Art representing, you understand me? And just basically, you know, I'm trying to, you know, just put myself together, you know what I'm saying, trying to find different means of trying to change the game, you know what I'm saying, because, you know what I'm saying, what the game used to be about is, you know what I'm saying, it was about what the streets was about, and I feel like the streets and the game and got sold, you know what I'm saying, so I'm just trying to keep up with this real good music. There's a lot of cats out there go hard, you know what I'm saying, and I just try to do my part, man, you know what I mean? But other than that, I just thank God for each day, you know what I'm saying, that I'm alive, you feel me?
Yeah, man. I just touched on the whole, you know, you from the South region, man. I just touched on the whole little, the Molly and the drink thing, man. What's your feel on that?
Man, look at here. I got a natural high, man, you know what I'm saying? I didn't seen a lot of cats deal with that type of stuff right there, but me, I'm strictly on the green and some, you know what I'm saying, straight loud on me, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like that's some bull to me, Molly, that, all that. They can have that from when it come to me. I mean, I ain't saying for each his own. They do what they do how they feel.
I think you might have missed out on the show. I was talking about, man, cats like they got the Molly and they shit, they passed it to a female without letting her know it's in the drink.
Oh, fuck, nah. That's crazy. That's crazy. That's crazy right there. If a nigga ain't got enough game to get her, what he need to try to poison her for?
Yeah, okay. I'm just checking, man. Make sure it wasn't some type of, you know, cats try to chop up things being regional and like we do things this way down here. You can't understand. You know, I knew it was some bullshit, but I'm just touching on it because it's somebody from down south, man. So tell us about this
real
project, man. You know what I'm saying?
Basically, I've been trying to get an album together and push it out there. I've been doing a couple of little, you know what I'm saying, shows or whatnot for the loop, trying to come together on some things. I should have one coming up real soon, but I'm thinking about just holding everything out and hit it to the summer because, you know what I'm saying, I'm trying to get my aspect of, you know what I'm saying, how I'm trying to change this game, you know what I'm saying, come real. Because for me, I deal with a lot of things consciously, you know what I'm saying. I'm a thug to the heart. And so, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just trying to find my inner me before I could, you know, just really hit the spot, you know what I'm saying, and make good music, you know what I'm saying, something people can vibe to and relate to. And basically I've been, you know what I'm saying, dealing with the youth right now, you know what I'm saying? I got like a little youth thing going on for like getting ready for the summer or whatnot and after school programs and stuff like that with me. So I kind of been slacking on the rapping.
Yeah. So tell us about your work with the youth, man.
Man, it's great, man. Like, you know, it's a called one of the issues called Better Beginning, and one of them is called Kids Palace. And what they do is they just come there after school. We feed them, you know what I'm saying, and give them a good nourished body, you know what I'm saying, let them interact with other kids instead of being in the streets picking up off the grown folks, knowing not wrong stuff that they do out there, you know what I'm saying. So it's just a quick getaway for the youngsters, you know what I'm saying. So that's basically it, you know what I'm saying. And then just try to do different projects with them, and you know, just the main scenario is to keep them in their age group and keep them amongst them, you know, their younger peers, or you know what I'm saying, to try to, you know, keep them in line, whatnot, you know.
Yeah, but a lot of growth that they allowing to grow up as time allowed, man, not too fast, man. I'm feeling that,
right,
man. You know what I'm really
right.
feeling that. You know, so I mean, you know, what was your thought and working process, man, on this new couple of little songs, man, you've been dropping, man? You know what I'm saying? Where you coming from for us, like, with your music-wise?
Man, tell you the truth, fam, it's like, for me, basically, you know what I'm saying, like, the other show, recently I was checking it out, man, I'm always checking y'all out, you know what I'm saying, every chance I get. And one that in particular listening to, it was like, you know, about, you know, how, you know, you got to grow, you know what I'm saying? People need to grow up and doing different music. And that's, you know, because my growth spout, you know what I'm saying, I feel like I'm 30, you know what I'm saying? I'm 31, you know what I mean? So, you know, my growth spout, as far as what I used to be into, is like totally changed, you know what I'm saying? I'm still the same me, same shirt, just different dirt, but at the same time trying to stay away from all the filth. So me trying to not be all gangstered out and kill, because that was, you know, that kind of like was my skill, you know what I'm saying? That was my thing, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you can't get nowhere doing wrong things. So, you know what I'm saying? So me changing, trying to grow up and be an adult, I kind of, you know, I'm trying to touch back with this rapping blues, you feel me? I call it rapping blues, you feel me? So it's so it's basically like me not coming, you know, the hardcore stuff, you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure it's something in me, and you know what I'm saying? At times, I let it out, you know what I'm saying? But the majority is, you know, just try to make some real good vibe music for us grown folks, you know what I'm saying? And at the same time, trying to be cautious of all the type of things that I push out there because I got kids, you feel me? So I try to look out for my young coming up, and I try not to be too profound on, you know, I'm not knocking nobody for what they do, you know what I'm saying? But me, I try not to be so profound on, you know, too much explicitness, you know what I'm saying? Sex is out there, you know what I'm saying? So I kind of ride the sex thing and the vibe of the, you know what I'm saying, emotions of just trying to make real good vibe and music, man. So, you know, hopefully I'll find a hit one day, you know what I'm saying? Everybody will like it, you know what I mean?
I feel that.
So it's just me reaching.
You just touched on something, man, that I kind of like talk to a few artists about, but it's like I've never really been able to get into that mindset because some of them don't really have children, so they don't know. How has having a child, man, affected how you do your music, man? I mean, you touched on it briefly, but, like, let me, you know, get, like, your feelings on that, as far as, like, what you say and all of that.
Basically, it's kind of like, you know, I don't want to be, you know what I'm saying, talking about popping that thing too much, you know what I mean? But on the sex thing, you know what I'm saying, I kind of vibe with that because sex sells, you know what I mean? You can't bypass that. But just, you know, the reality of just being composing of, you know what I'm saying, just some killer, you know what I'm saying? I ain't killing out here, you know what I mean? Not trying to kill, you know what I'm saying? That's somebody try to push me. So, you know, because that's kind of the era I come from, just straight gangster, you know what I'm saying? That my definition of a gangster is kill or be killed, you know what I'm saying, regardless, you know what I'm saying? And that's kind of all I used to have in me was that type of surviving a tactic on the industry and the music thing, you feel me? So that's mostly it, you know what I'm saying? Just basically just trying not to, you know, trying to improv my kids' mind with a whole bunch of gibberish or unrighteous things, you know what I'm saying? I ain't saying I'm just a saint, but you know what I'm saying? Ain't no sense in me composing, giving other, you know, people that listen to my music, you know, killing mentalities, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just trying to kill up on the mentality and be a man to my youngins and keep them, you know what I'm saying, keep them straight, you know what I mean? Where they won't go too, where they can't be too lost, because, you know, some of this music these days, you know what I'm saying, it can have you lost in the whirlwind if you ain't careful. But you know what I'm saying, especially with the Illuminati type thing and all that. I got two little girls. Two daughters.
So how you feel about how has that affected your use of the word bitch in your music?
Man, that used to be one of my favorites, man. I did a show just recently, you know what I'm saying, and when I listened to the show this and I caught myself, I was like, dang. And, you know, I had told my little girls once ahead of time, like, yeah, Dad's going to go do a show, whoop-de-whoop. We're going to get to back to what we do best, you know what I'm saying, have fun, you know what I'm saying. And I was thinking about allowing them to listen to it because they even asked me. They was like, can we hear that? And then, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the show, I was like, bitch. But I had to get the people what they wanted, because basically when I left, That's one of the things that they were saying. Like, you know, they was like, man, I like that. I like how you ended that off of that. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not really talking about using a word like that. I'm more speaking of, like, in your music. You know, some dudes, man, like I said, the network over here, man, consists of, you know what I'm saying, or the Manic Monday show, for instance, consists of me and Tweety B. I mean, we have had individuals submit music and the entire song is bitch, bitch, hoe, bitch, 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 hoe, bitch, bitch, hoe,
right,
slut, bitch, bitch. I'm like, partner, dude, you talking about how females are like less than the dirt under your shoe. Do you really feel that a female radio host is really going to play this song, or that I'm going to request that it be put into the studio and ask her to play it myself? It's like, that's not happening. You feel what I'm saying? That's not happening.
Right.
I don't care who likes that type of garbage. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I just feel like it's not cool. I don't got a problem, man, young dudes in the streets saying, you know, man, you know, me and my bitch or this and that, because that's the terminology they use. That's the slang they use. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
It's not my thing necessarily, but I don't really have a big, big problem with it. You know what I'm saying? When they reach a point at which they understand, you know, that when you find that one, you know what I'm saying, you won't address her in that fashion, then it's like, you know, they'll understand. But until then, man, they making the music, man, that's speaking to where they are in their life. Like you were saying, you change because you got children. It's like when you get to a certain age, you don't talk about killer music anyway, because you ain't on the killer stuff no more. I always say, man, gangster rap is like an oxymoron, because you can't really be no gangster, man, and be serious about the rap game, because you can't jump down off the stage, man, and shoot up no dude because he got something smart to say to you at one of your shows. You feel what I'm saying? You can do that, but economically, it's not a wise move. So if economics is not one of the motivations behind your drive or your grind, then it's like, you know, if you putting your, because I call it pride, because if 20 niggas around you and they talk crazy to you, you know what I'm saying, and you let it slide to another time, versus one dude getting at you and saying it, and you doing this, and you busting him in his mouth, then you say that's pride. Now, principles, because your principles going to make you take the same stand no matter what the circumstances are. See, a lot of times in our community, we function off of pride a lot. A lot of the stuff that we say, oh, man, you know, it's the principle. No, it's the pride. Feel what I'm saying? So that's what I'm talking about. So as you grow in your life, man, your music is supposed to change. So, man, we got a couple of songs over here, man. We got The Zone and Late Night Wait, and I believe the other song that we have, man, just came in, System Shock Trill. So why don't you tell us which one of them you want to get into first, man, and tell us what that's all about.
Basically, the system, you know what I'm saying? I would rather for that one to come out because that is one of the – that's really that song right there is when I took a stand to make a change, you know what I'm saying? And that's what that means, systematic, meaning, you know what I'm saying, the definition is basically doing something, you know what I'm saying, different than what the original way, you know what I'm saying? So if not to say that whatever way you was doing it wasn't working, but – just period, being able to not switch or change nothing, not your demeanor, who you are, but just with this, me in particularly, with everything you do, basically. You know what I'm saying? If you going out and you selling pebbles or you selling weed, if that shit didn't work that way, what you got to do? You got to be at least systematic, you know what I'm saying? You got to change the original way of doing things or what you knew or the original way of doing things, because it's always that first time, you know what I'm saying? And the first time is that original way that in your capabilities of how you've been taught, if you've been taught to hustle hard or if you've been taught to hustle at all, you know what I'm saying? So basically, systematic just basically meaning me, it's just an improv of me trying to make a change and make a you know, doing things a little different than the original way, you know what I'm saying? Being able to have my hands in this, have my hands in that, and have my hands in that, and keeping a straightaway system, you know what I'm saying, and making it straight, making a way to make ends meet.
That's what's up, man. Well, we're going to get into this system chop trill, man, and come on back, man, and take a caller or two, man, and chop it up with Chop Trill over here, man, on explicit content, man, with your boy, the God, Hey Rope. Y'all hang tight, man. We'll be right back.
It's Chop Trill, my game pro. Couch, my game pro. It's the hit, my game pro. My game pro. I'm so systematic, yeah. Systematic, yeah. My game dope and I'm systematic. My game dope and I'm systematic. My gang dope, and I'm systematic.
Chop thrill and I bent dope. If it's scale, I tip it over. Money stacks where I can't fold.
My game grows, and I'm so systematic, yeah,
supermatic. My gang knows that I'm supermatic.
Check my system. My system. 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 Check my system.
Click, man. What is it? Beats. Dre Beats. Dre Beats,
yeah.
Man. Off of Sound Click, man.
What's up, man? That's what's up, man. What they selling beats over there, or they giving them away?
Where, no, you lease them. You can lease them, you know what I'm saying? Lease them for a nice little pretty penny, you know what I'm saying? Some of them be like 50, some be 100, you know what I'm saying? So I be leasing most of my beats out because, you know, that's how they make their money, you know what I'm saying? And they, just like any, you know, I do like recording too, so you know what I'm saying? Everybody looking for that hit. So if it ever become a hit, you know what I'm saying? The real thing to do is drop it down to whoever came out with the sound, you know what I mean? So that's what I do, you know what I'm saying? If it make a hit, shoot, I make they pockets ring.
That's what's up, man, that's what's up. So, man, tell us, man, where we can go to, man, to listen to your music.
Reverb Nation, you know what I'm saying? That's basically my platform because, you know what I'm saying, I've been just really trying to get the, you know, the runs on that and just utilize that as much as possible, you know what I'm saying, because there's money into it, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I get a little couple of downloads here and there, you know what I'm saying? And it you know what I mean? It make me smile, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, because a nigga making moves, you know, so that's what makes, that's basically my my platform, and I'm finna jump over there to SoundCloud soon.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. They got SoundCloud, that Piff, you know what I'm saying, and Reverb. I mean, what's the difference, man, as far as, like, your marketing strategy? What caused you to decide to, you know, jump your thing off, man, over there on Reverb Nation?
Because, you know, everything went to the internet, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm really old school style, you know what I'm saying? Straight out pop trunk, you know what I'm saying? Running down the street, hey, check this out. At the same time, help look out for a hustler, you know what I'm saying? Because I do just not this for a muscle, but I do other things for a muscle as well. So that's basically, and, you know, like I say, the money in the industry is mostly that went media, straight media. So if you ain't pulling some kind of media stream, you really ain't doing much at all. You know what I'm saying? But a show.
Yeah. But I mean, economics, man, I think it comes from an economic standpoint, man. Cats are really not focused, man. You figure I can go download 10 songs that I want. Know I like because I heard them before and want to hear them again on a regular basis from iTunes, where, you know, $1.99 or 99 cent or a dollar or what have you. So why would I pay, you know, $10 for a CD or $15 for a CD with 16 songs and they get one or two songs I like? However, at the same time, you got 15 songs, man. You know what I'm saying? You put them on a track, I don't got a problem giving you $5. You know what I'm saying?
Straight up.
You stop me and say, man, check me out, man. It's $5. And you playing it in your corner. I hear the one song that I like. I'll pay you that. But a lot of cats don't understand that. A lot of cats try to squeeze that whole little $10, $15 up out of somebody and end up not getting nothing. See what I'm saying?
Nothing at all.
It's like,
yeah.
You know, it's like you banging two rocks together, man, trying to get a few chips, and you banging them so hard together, you end up with nothing but dust. See what
man,
I'm
it's like they wet.
It's like,
Straight wet.
It's like economics, man. It's economics. I mean, if you break it down to, you know, it don't cost nothing, man. You know what I'm saying? A laser printer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you better off buying a printer than buying more ink cartridges. Unless you go online, you know what I'm saying, and buy them by the bulk. You can Google search what cartridges will work in your printer. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then slap them up in there, man. You know, it take a while for your printer to run the little old, what they call it, to sync it up. And then it's
right.
running that thing just the same. You know what I'm saying? You can buy that
just
shit in bulk, man. Get you, know, 50, 60 cartridges for what a printer with one cartridge costs.
Straight
you buy
up.
Your CDs, man. You sell them. You go to a computer store and buy the
mm-hmm.
buy the disc. The discs are a better quality anyway in the computer
mm-hmm.
store, and you buy you a few of them for a few hundred dollars, and then you say you're going to make your money back. Well, cats be on that. You know what I'm saying? That
right.
grind is not gone. You can still move it in front, but it's
right.
the level of your grind. You know, I said something
exactly.
on Twitter the other day, man, that kind of moved me to say, if you didn't wake up this morning passionate about something, then you just existing, man. You ain't living.
Man.
So.
Feel you on that.
If you passionate about your music, man, and that's what you're doing, and that's what you're making, you know, it's like it's what it is, man. You talk about making shows, man. What's that experience like, man, and what have you learned? You know what I'm saying? Do's and the don'ts, man, about doing shows.
Right. Let me touch down on the marketing part too, real quick, just before I jump to that. But like, for instance, like I've been like generating websites for different businesses, like mom pop stores, restaurants. It don't even matter. Whatever you can hear, you know what I'm saying. Whatever you can sell. And what I've realized that, you know what I'm saying, it's some in particular people that's into the media networking and everything. They call webmasters. And what a webmaster, I paid this man $100 for advice. You know what I mean? And what he gave me for that $100, he was like, "Well, how about you build your own website?" See, I tried twice. I didn't get nobody to back me up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got probably like 100 people, like 120 people to join the site from like other little social sites or whatnot. And what he gave me, he was like, okay, say you could get money from Google. It's simple as like something that's called something like AdSense. And just for somebody, you don't even have to sell the disc. You know, you don't even have to sell the song. You don't have to sell the track. As long as they go on there and click, if you can make their eyes visualize something and they want to just click on that, you get some money, like $1.40. You know what I'm saying? You getting that same download money off of something that's called, you know what I'm saying, clicks. Just like the clicks that you get from YouTube. But you got to get so many just to get those dollar bills, though. But if you build your own site up from the ground up and you just get those clicks and them pops, you know what I'm saying? Then you get that same money from that one click. You know what I mean? But it's always.
Yeah.
It's always more the merrier. But as far as my experience from the shows, man, you know, I don't even take a lot of it in, you know what I'm saying, because the simple fact I be so spiritual on my shows. And, you know, like I was talking to Tweety once before, you know what I'm saying, before I was about to do a show or whatnot, and I was like feeling some kind of way about, you know what I'm saying, just putting myself out there, you know what I'm saying, for them to see this gold. For them to see this diamond in the rough, you know what I'm saying? Just because, you know what I'm saying, people ain't used to that shine. Some people ain't used to that glamorosity of just, you know what I'm saying, having fun. You know what I'm saying? Basically, for me, that's all it is. That's what this music is for me. Something, you know what I'm saying? I do this for fun, man. You know what I mean? I do this for fun, and I do this and for the money, because you can't continue to do it if you ain't got nothing to talk about. You can't go nowhere to express different things and different means that you experienced other things with, you know what I'm saying, the way you can move, and you can't do nothing without money. So, you know, that's basically what I feel about a show, you know what I'm saying? It's fun.
So are you paying to do shows or getting paid to do shows?
I'm getting paid, man. I'm getting paid like a lot of a lot of cats that was, you know, it's the hustle. It's just like the hustle, you know what I'm saying? That's how, you know what I'm saying? And recently when I did a couple of shows, then, you know what I'm saying, they seen me getting guap. Then they like, okay, this time, okay, they expect for me to pay for all the run-ins, you know what I'm saying? Like the promotion on the radio, you know what I'm saying, like commercial for the radio and everything. I'm like, hold up, nah. I'm like the song, hold up. I can't feel that, you know what I mean? So that's one reason why, you know what I'm saying, my little down sparks with doing shows kind of like fell back, because I'm trying to still figure out how to, you know what I'm saying, get the people to, you know what I'm saying, recognize me, acknowledge my music and the passion that I have for just creativity, to be like, hey, we want Chop at the party, you know what I mean? Whoopie whoop, we like this song, we like that song, and we'll pay you to come up here and do it. You know what I'm saying? Because beforehand, it was like, man, it's always, for me, when I do a show, it's like show up, and I show up, and I just wreck, and you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, people that probably the show, you know, promoter or, you know what I'm saying, behind the scenes or whatever, just trying to build up more clientele on doing different shows and build up their promoting status or whatnot, you know what I'm saying? They be like, they just chunk a nigga down every time. Never fails, man. So, and, you know, that's basically how I get my grind when it comes to a show.
That's what's up, man. Well, we got a card on the line, man, I believe, man. You know what I'm saying? They press one. I kind of, you know what I'm saying? I think it's there for a minute, man. You know what I'm saying? I got caught up into the click. We're going to have to continue dialoguing on that later on, man, because I'm interested in getting paid for the click, man. You know what I'm saying? But you got to call on the line, man. We're going to bring him in, man. You know what I'm saying? Caller, you there?
Yeah. What's up? What's going on, the guy, Rope?
What's happening?
Young D,
man, I recognize that voice,
man.
You know what I'm saying?
You already know who it is, man. Country Boy D.M. coming through.
Up,
you know what I'm saying? I got to come
up,
through,
man.
What's going on,
man? Yeah,
man,
we got not much, man. We got Chop Trill here, man. You got some questions? A couple of questions or so for Chop Trill, man.
Chop Trill, how you doing, sir?
How's it going?
Oh, it's going pretty good, man, pretty good. Sitting here and listening, enjoying the show, as always. Who did you grow up listening to? Like, who inspired you to, like, where is your inspiration to even do music come from? You say it's for fun, and you say you want people to follow you. My opinion is, and understand it's strictly my opinion, I feel that in order for you to want people to grasp a hold and know who you is, you have to get more serious. It can be fun, but it has to be serious at the same time. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to know who inspired you? Who would you listen to? Who did you listen to growing up that inspired you to say, hey, this is what I want to do?
Man, to be honest, man, sound, man. I could say some names if you like, but for me, it's more sound, you know what I'm saying? So I'm more of a, you know what I'm saying, a more sound type of engineer.
So you're into the beat? You're the beat?
No, it's everything. Lyricist, all that. So, you know what I'm saying? But who I grew up with, like, you know, all the old cats. I'm old school, man. Heavy D, all them cats that did their thing, you know what I'm saying? And in my era, it was mostly part of the beat, you know what I'm saying, back in the day, you know what I'm saying, when they had the just the bass dropping and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? So I mostly was into type of sound, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I would have to say, man, Dre, the whole, who is it? Wreck Shop, the whole Wreck Shop, the cast in Texas, man, 8-Ball, MJG, UGK, man, Nipsey, all them kind of cats there, man, Snoop, you know what I'm saying, Nas, all them cats, man. That type of Jay-Z, I fucked with all of them back in the gap, you know what I'm saying? So, but my main one was like Be Legit, you know? Be Legit, Tebow, you know what I'm saying? Master P.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's the reason why I feel like the me in the change of genre of music, you feel me? Because I feel like ain't nobody never did a gangster than them cats, like, from downhill, you know what I mean? In the dirty down there, you know, as far as P. Nim, you know what I'm saying? Silk the Shock, all them cats there, you know what I'm saying? True, T.R.U., you know what I'm saying? That's who I kind of came up off of, and that's who kind of inspired me because, you know what I'm saying, I heard a war story about, you know what I'm saying, how P came up, you know what I'm saying? So that's kind of who put me in the journey to say, hey, look at here. And that's when we start kicking beats and start rhyming, you know what I'm saying? Basically, with me is when the era of Master P was in that thing, you feel me?
Okay, man, that, you know, you shout a lot of names out there, man, you know what I'm saying? So that'll bring forth, you know what I'm saying, one of the staple questions over here, man, on Tweety B Central. Given the opportunity, man, to make a song with anybody, living or dead, you know, to put the track out, who would that be?
That's not a secret right there. I would have to say, I have to say Tupac, man.
Okay.
I would have to say
Tupac.
And why? Man.
Why Pac, though?
Because I feel like, you know what I'm saying, I'm a spiritual person. My father is a pastor, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like, you know what I'm saying, that man, you know, regardless, he everybody had their day in the sun. Everybody had their days in the dark, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like his day in the sun was, like, shied away from because of worldly things, you know what I'm saying? I feel like a lot of his message did not proceed because of the worldly things in life that he probably deal with his cross that he had to bury and had to walk with. But I feel like during time he was changing, just like any man will, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I feel like, and basically I feel like, and he one of the guys that really kind of took over the industry. I mean, when Tupac was alive, couldn't nobody come out. Nobody couldn't even sit up in the studio really to tell you the truth. All we could do was what was coming from our souls, you know what I'm saying, what we were feeling. And like you said, how we felt in our pride, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
I would have
to say
Tupac, man. I would have to say Tupac because I feel like if he had got enough time, he would have made a difference, and he would have not just only brought a whole genre of thug, but at the same time, a lot of people took him literally, but at the same time, they had a whole bunch of misconceptions about him, you know what I'm saying? And that's just because of the worldly things of the world.
Yeah, I think that he was misunderstood myself, but I also feel like he misunderstood a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? You have individuals that take people on face value. I think that he was he epitomizes, you know, the phrase loyal to a fault. Feel what I'm saying? I mean, it's like if he's riding with you, he's riding with you. And I think that affected him a lot because a lot of the stuff he got caught up in on his label wasn't really who he was about. Feel what
who
I'm
he
saying?
Was.
What he was about, really. Okay. Really, you know what I'm saying? So I could feel you on that, man. I could feel you on that. You know what I'm saying? So we got another track over here, man. Just slid through one of your new tracks, man. Just popped up in the studio, flashed at the top of the board.
Word.
Got this. You Do It For Me? I believe it.
Yeah.
Is.
Yeah.
Okay, man, we're going to get into this You Do It For Me, man. And for those waiting on a Contanique, man, she emailed me, man. She's not going to be able to make it, man. She had got at me earlier. You know what I'm saying? She's not going to be able to make it, but hopefully, you know what I'm saying, we'll be able to reschedule her and get her back through here another time. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we're going to listen to this here, man, Chop Trio. Going to come on back, man, you know what I'm saying, to finish chopping it up with this brother, man. Then we're going to let him get up out of here, man, and I'm going to give y'all a final thought or two and some other bullshit, man, and we're going to bring to a close, man, another fantastic episode, man, of explicit content. So we're going to hang on, man, and come on back, man.
Late night phone conversation, if I'm not next to you, I'm texting you. Yeah. Late night phone conversation, if I'm not next to you, I'm texting you.
You hold my heart, and I love you for it. You're my star, you know I got you, baby. You do it for me. You complete me, yeah, yeah. You hold my heart, and I love you for it. You're my star, you know I got you. You do it for me. You complete me, yeah, 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 yeah.
You give me the feeling like I felt this beat. Late night phone conversations if I'm not next to you. Love it when you tell me that I know you gon' go get it. Just like you got me, longevity. Now she got me like Young Buck. Show that, do you wanna ride with me? No Pacific destination as long as you riding with me. The sky holds no limit, yeah she do that for me. And I love you for it. You my star with you. It feels like I got the world in the palm of my hand. I've been a made man, now I'm yours, baby. What you do for love? Do I do it for you? I'm player made, so no need to sneak it undercover. Cause if you bout it, I'm with it. And if you with it, I'm bout it. I chop trill and I've been a go-getter. And this is how we living. And if you want it, show me you can get it. Come here, I got something you should know.
You hold my heart,
and I love you for it.
You're my star,
you know I got you, baby.
You do it for me. You complete me, yeah, yeah. You hold my heart,
and I love you for it.
You're my star,
you know I got you.
You do it for me. You complete me, yeah, 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 yeah.
Alright, alright, man. We back up in this motherfucker, man. The boy is hot, man. The boy is hot. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, I'm glad we finally got you in here, man. You know what I'm saying? And give you an opportunity, man. And, you know, tell us what you're about, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, it's a pleasure, man. You know what I'm saying? To talk to a brother, man. It's about something more than just the music thing. You know what I'm saying? The helping out in the community, man, really went a cat point. You know what I'm saying? It eased up the little venom that I was building up for you, man, when you was coming in late, man. You know what I'm saying? I take it kind of personal.
Oh,
over here, man.
Man, hold it down, man. Don't get me back, man. I just thought that, you know, we was in two different time zones, you know what I'm saying? I had thought of that.
Yeah, we are. No, but I'm saying it's like, that's why I said we post this show for everybody listening at this time, man. You know what I'm saying? It's 8 o'clock Eastern time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I may be in California, man. It's 3 hours ahead for me, but it's Eastern time. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, y'all make sure, man, y'all keep that in mind, man. If you have an appointment to be on the show, you want to listen to the show, or, you know what I'm saying, what have you, when you call in, man, you know what I'm saying, make sure you understand.
Already, my ear to you, bro.
Yes. And anybody listening, man, you know what I'm saying, anybody on the board that want to call in, ask a question, and holler at the brother Chop Twill, it's 646-200-3860, man. Call in, press that one, and chop it up with the brother. Now, man, got anything that we could expect, any place we could expect to see you at in the future, man? You got any shows ahead, or you got some new music you're going to be coming out with pretty soon, or what have you?
Yeah, I'm supposed to be getting back into the studio probably a little later on, but a little bit before the summer, you know what I'm saying? Because I always make it hot for the summer, you know what I'm saying? I do it big, try to enjoy life, try to have fun, just do my thing, you know what I'm saying? state of myself and try to make money and try to, you know what I'm saying, make sure the family's straight, you know what I'm saying? So with that being on the agenda, it's just, you know, I can't forget about me, and that's my fun. That's what I do, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to be hitting up some spots, trying to book some shows and everything like that. I don't have none on right now, but, you know, hopefully if I can get ahead of myself or the work that I'm trying to do as far as the little youth thing and the summer little thing or whatever, man, I should be touching down somewhere, making some shape.
Okay, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up. So on this last project, man, did you work with anybody, man, interesting, man? I mean, you know, who did you work with, some of your tracks, man, who you do music with?
Man, actually, that track right there, Miss Tweety right there, you know what I'm saying? She gave me a lot of little, you know what I'm saying, inspiration on that, you know what I'm saying? We have, you know, chopped it up a couple of times and, you know what I'm saying, talked about the radio show. She was letting me know about you guys and everything. And during the time she was telling me that, I was like, you know what I'm saying, vibing at the same time. I was like, okay, you know what I'm saying, let me get into my rap and blues and make some R&B, yeah? So, you know what I'm saying? So she is a lot of inspiration to me trying to make that break to try, you know, not be all in my pride, as you say, you know what I'm saying, and trying to keep it all gangster and all that 100%. So I thought I'd make something for the ladies, you know what I'm saying? So, there you have it. And
that's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. Hey, you know, I think I see Tweety B on the line, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going to put her in the studio, man. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, if she got any questions she want to ask you, man, you know what I'm saying? See what's going on. You know, I tell y'all collab on song that do. Hey, what's up, beautiful? Welcome to the Shizzo.
Hey,
how you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
What's up, love?
Doing all right, man. You know, got Young Chop Trill in here, man. You got any questions?
Well, yeah, I want to say to Chop Trill, thank you for coming through to hang out with us here.
Definitely.
On explicit content with the God Hey Rule. We really appreciate you because it was kind of short notice thing, and I'm glad we got the time zone thing together.
Oh yeah,
so,
I'm gonna have me a wristwatch just with y'all time on it.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, but I haven't, like, you know, really worked with Chop Trio, like, one-on-one personally as far as in the studio together, but, like, we've heard a couple of each other's tracks and, you know, a couple of them we got on and flowed on immediately, but we probably get to do some more work in the future once, you know, both of us get stable enough, you know, to where we get to do that. So, yeah, but he's a very good artist.
Y'all gonna have to tell me what the concept was, man, behind that one little track, man, because you know that was kind of some spicy little old stuff, man. You know. y'all had a brother over here, man. You know what I'm saying?
I know you talking about Tasty, huh? Man, I was trying to put Sex on CD, you know what I'm saying? Thanks to Tweety, you know what I'm saying? She helped me proceed that, you know what I'm saying? We just had fun, man. We just did our thing and just, you know, put our little ins and outs on that thing and just waxed it, man. That's it, you know what I'm saying? But my objective was to put, like, Sex on CD, you know what I'm saying? Make a little bone shiver a little bit, you know what I mean? Hey, man, I might need to do that when I get home or something.
That's what's up.
Hey, man, I wanted to say, like, when we got ready to do the track, he had, you know, let me hear a little bit of it. And he was like, you know, I want you to get on this track. And, you know, he was kind of like trying to coach me through it. Then when I put it on there, He was like, well, wait a minute. It sounds like you getting at me.
Reason. Go ahead.
I was like, no, I wasn't. That's just my personality. You know how I am, Henry. So that's just me.
I thought she was about to crack her down me a little bit. Reason being, though, I mean, I love the flow, I love the verse and everything. It's because I had the song already mapped up in my head from the beginning to the end. You know what I'm saying? So I had like some type of it was straight freak shit, like straight Freakazord type shit, like straight nasty, fuck. I mean, I don't know if I can say that, but it was straight sex. You know what I'm saying? So I wrote my version, and I actually wrote the version, you know, that was supposed to converse with what I was saying. That's why I was like, hold up, wait a minute. You know what I'm saying? What are you saying? Wait, I got a couple of questions. What you say? What was that you said? You know what I'm saying? So that's the reason. That's the reason.
Let me explain something to you, though. The real thing that you got to understand, man, about working with Twiggy B, man, is, you know what I'm saying, she outside the box. You feel what I'm saying? So, as far as, man, you know, trying to give her a script, man, that's describing her character, you know, that's not going to work too well, man. She's going to describe it.
Right. she kicked it out the box so quick.
Yeah, she got them long-ass legs, man. Tweety Bird is sex on a stick, man. She know what I'm saying? She's real, man. You know what I'm saying? Now, if she comes, she gonna come. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
she,
you know,
did that,
most
man.
Definitely, man. Right. You know what I'm saying? You got to really get over there, man. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, they stop and, like, check a couple of songs here and there, but you got to really get over there, man, and check out her reverb, man. You know what I'm saying? Because she got stuff over there, man, that would have like really let you know what you was going to be up against. So,
I did.
The warning was there, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was there. It was all there. But I was still like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I just know she real tight. You know what I'm saying? She real good at what she do. You know what I'm saying? Everything. I love her to death on that. You know what I'm saying? And it was just the fact that I have. Yeah.
This is something I read in this book, man. I'm gonna think of the name of the author, and then I'm gonna post it for you, man, over there. I'm gonna tweet it out to you. But one thing he say in his book, man, this dude, he was one of the people that survived, man, when furniture companies were falling apart. He said, man, when I hire an artist to make a chair, however he make it, that's how I sell it. Because I hired him for his creativity. And he knows best. And he said a problem that a lot of other furniture companies had is they would hire a creative person to do something, then a bureaucrat would come down there and say, well, I want it more functional for this and that, not even have it set in a chair. But when you hire somebody, man, or you hear somebody you like they vibe, and you say, let's get on a track together, then, hey, man, you have to look forward to some back and forth until it gets to where it's going to get at. And that should be a thought process for working for anybody. And I think that's why the track came out like it did. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think it came out like that because y'all bounced ideas back and forth. You can't, you know,
course,
you went into
exactly.
it with how I want it. But when you're dealing with another person, you know, I become we real quick. You know what I'm saying?
So, straight up. But on the cusp, I feel you on that 100%. But I feel like if we was in the place together, in the same studio, man, it would have been so, man, it would have, hey, then, you know,
it
wouldn't have mattered.
Real life one-on-one energy, but no, see, that's what I'm saying, you got to really know her. One-on-one energy, she going to come how she come, because in the studio, she a beast. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And she been doing it for a minute. You see what I'm saying? So she know, a lot of times we have chopped up different things and hashed out ideas, and I have had my own little way of thinking about doing things, and she quick to tell you, like, okay, we can do it like that, but how about this? You know what I'm saying?
What about this?
And when she give it to me, I might not agree right then, but if I lay back and think about it, you know what I'm saying? Some of the times, man, you know what I'm saying, it end up being like, how she wanted. You know what I mean? I ain't going to say all the time because I'm a stubborn motherfucker myself. I kind of like shit my way. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
you know, but I'm not stubborn.
It's mandatory.
Meaning that if it's going to come out better and it sound better like that, I'm not mad. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to stick to, like, I thought mine sounded better and stand on pride, as I call it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to roll with what's going to work. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I have noticed that before. It's a J. Cole song in which he spits the female verse on there. I can't think of the name of it right now. And it just don't come out right. A man can't write sex from a woman's perspective the way that a woman can write sex from a woman's perspective. You just
and that's
because,
why I called on Miss Tweety, because she came with
that's
it.
That's what I was saying.
That's exactly why I called her. I was like,
literally,
hey.
Literally, yeah. Not just to spit the song, but write the song, because you can't imagine being penetrated. You can't imagine a dude climbing on top of you. So even an attempt to write it is not going, you know what I'm saying? It's going to sound good, but when a woman writes it, it's going to sound way better.
Way
you know
better.
What I'm saying? In both cases. So I like the track, man. Speaking of, man, you know what I'm saying? Let's hop into that track, man. Come back. We're going to give you opportunity to shout out your stuff, man, and then I'm going to do my little final thought and shit talk over here, man, on explicit content, man. Really appreciate you coming through. And Tweety B, man, you know, hey, ain't no me without you over here, man, on explicit content. You know what I'm saying? You the wizard. You know what I'm saying? Behind the curtain.
Ain't
no place like home.
Wonderful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, man. Okay. Top 10, you want to throw out your Twitter one more time, and then, hey, Rug, because we got to get out of here. We like down to 3 minutes. So, Top Trill, go ahead and shout out your info right quick.
Straight up. Like I say, Chop Trill, everything. Google me. You'll find me somehow. You know what I mean? That's Choptrille. You know what I'm saying? Then I got the Twitter thing. Same thing. Choptrille everything. But don't put the everything, but just Choptrille Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Facebook. You know what I mean? I need to change it to that. But Facebook, Choptrille. And, hey, your favorite, Choptrille for real.
That's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying, man. Y'all, like I said, we're going to get into this music, man. Y'all follow Tweety B over there, man, at Tweety Bird with the Y, man, 334, man. And follow me over there on Twitter at HERKAQTIREBORN, man. That's Hey Real Cootie Reborn on Twitter, man. And y'all come hang out with us tomorrow, man, and noon Eastern time on Grown Folks Business, man. You know, this has been another fantastic episode, man, of explicit content, man. We want to thank the people that was here, man, and shout out to At Contanique, man, for informing me beforehand that she wasn't going to make it, man. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate that professional. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, y'all stay tuned, man. Come on, join me back next week, man, and Monday, man. Don't forget, Manic Monday is going to be live, as always, over there, man. We hot. Good music, good conversation, man, good people, man. Y'all come on back. Gonna get on up out of here, man, on this Chop Kill Tweety B collaboration.
What up?
Saint on the track.
Any time of the night, I'll be waiting for you. Harry now, hold me tight, I'll be waiting for you.
Waiting to touch you.
Waiting to hold.
Can't wait to see your pretty face. Lips look like candy.
fit like a glove. Michael Jackson, like the white one, can't wait to beat it up. I might wipe you. It's that pink tip that I just can't seem to get enough of. That good love and the way you flex to wait to feel my touch. It's bigger than that fuck shit. Thinking about you got me rushing. Your presence, your essence, and when I'm on my grind, I can't wait to get back to you. So I'm like, pronto, stack, stack, then let's get it in. Now the only thing missing is you, and I'm geeked up, and I can hear your voice in the wind whispering, telling me to come get it, knowing that you're in that sexy position. The longer the wait, the thicker the passion. I'm dipping through traffic, this feeling I got me dashing. Your picture on the dashboard, looking back at me. In my watch, in my rear, you show the same reflection.
Any time of the night, I'll be waiting for you. Harry now, hold me tight, I'll be waiting for you.
Waiting to touch you,
waiting to hold you,
waiting to feel you,
waiting to please you.
I couldn't ever know that I could ever be without you. All the time I
feel
you,
when I'm away from you,
I need you.
Can't wait to get back to you.
Wait,
like
you,
on your knees, crawl over to me, please. Say, I'm sorry, Manaberry, I lost my mind. It's just a freaking me. In a minute, you're going to get it. I'm going to give you exactly what you need. Now give me my cup. Trying to say tough, bend over. Cross my knees.
Every day, patiently, I'll be waiting for you. Chocolate berries, that's a very thought of licking on your way. All the time I thought for you, it's just something about you. I need you.
Can't wait to get back to you.
Waiting to see you.
Yeah. Waiting.
Game over.